Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Thank you for joining us.
Bringing PA back. Rise to the challenge. That's the theme as the Pennsylvania Chamber tries to imagine and, I guess, engineer what it'll look like as we move into a new year and the situation we've been in. Never in our lifetimes anything close.
Yeah, I wonder how devastating it actually was. We know what the results were, as you know, just are on the ground here. But what does the future hold? Are we rallying? Will we rally? What's up?
Well, we are joined by the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Chamber. Gene Barr is joining us from Harrisburg on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to KDK Radio, Mr. Barr.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
We're doing well. Week away from the election. So many different layers of news going to be happening, not only to the election, certainly post-election, but your job and mission is to help businesses, and I hate to say unprecedented, but that is the fact, and the challenges that businesses face, and you have to try to imagine a future. So you're planning this hour-long show to help inform us. Give us a little sneak preview.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. You know, our job, we're a membership organization. Our job is to try and create a climate where investment, jobs, and business can thrive in this Commonwealth, and we can bring equality of opportunity for everybody, which is a big piece of what this Bringing PA Back is. So what we wanted to do is, because this will substitute for our annual dinner, because putting 1,600 people into the Hershey Lodge just wasn't possible this year.
Right.
So we want to do something, continue to connect with them. So back in April, we began to see that no one was talking about how we get the economy out of the ditch. Understandable, we were focused on how we contain the surge and prevent our health system from being overwhelmed. And so we worked with our colleagues in statewide associations, including the Hospital Association, the Medical Society, other business groups, other nonprofit groups, as well as our local chamber partners, to one, do an assessment of how bad this was. As you note, it was certainly unprecedented in our lifetime. The closest thing would have been the 1918-19 pandemic. But of course, I don't think business was shut down to that extent. Here it was. So we kind of shut the economy down. We got to have discussions about what it'll take to bring this back. And now the discussion is not just bring it back to what it was, because in reality, we think Pennsylvania can be more and better than that, but to bring it back beyond even where we were when we shut down earlier this year.
Yeah, so you have a free one-hour-long virtual program instead of the dinner, and that'll be unveiled on Thursday on your website, pachamber.org. Excuse me. And so we know that it was bad. We can tell that. We're told that 60% of some businesses in some sectors are not coming back or will not survive this. How devastating were the impacts? Could you even have imagined how bad that the lockdowns were going to be?
I don't think any of us did. I think, you know, when we did that, there was this talk about we'll shut down for 2 weeks and hopefully this thing will kind of pass us by. And we realized, you know, 2 weeks went into four and four went into eight. And, you know, we continued. And then there was a bit of an upswell in the summer. And so I think now our goal is, and we're beginning to have discussions with the administration, our goal now is to, what do we need to do now so that we don't have an even more significant occurrence of this come November, December, January? And we've learned lessons. We know from our work here and in other states and even other countries about what we can do differently in our view. And what that is protect sensitive populations, do distancing, do masking, do the things that we need to do. And hopefully we can continue to go about our lives with some semblance of normalcy and not have to have such significant disruptions to the economy.
Yeah, and I agree. And there are some people that just kind of scoff at the mask thing, but I realize it's uncomfortable. And many people saying, well, I'm not sick. I don't know anyone that's sick, but the numbers are real and the science. And we had talked to our British broadcast correspondent in London last week, and he said they're shutting down. We're talking about 2 weeks, not even leaving your home and only being around six family members. So it could be much worse.
It absolutely could, and those are the kind of things that we're trying to avoid. And masking is important. I understand, one, a lot of people don't like to do it. They believe that it's kind of an infringement. But we did a Why I Wear It campaign as part of the Bringing PA Back overall effort. And because of what the administration has said, because they've put the burden on businesses to enforce the mandate, it really does, whether you like it or not, a business needs to enforce it in order to keep their license. And so they have no choice on this matter. We've had many businesses already sued over this. Giant Eagle out there has been in the media, has been sued more than three dozen times over enforcing it. And now we're seeing, unfortunately, the trial bar. There's a firm in Philadelphia went out and hired a couple lawyers who do litigation on vaccines. So they're already getting geared up to sue the people who are trying to make vaccines, who are going to try and make life back to normal as much as we can.
You're a membership organization. Your members obviously are working hard to try to stay open. They're, working with the state and the government. Are they preparing for a second shutdown? Will there be a second shutdown, or are you hearing anything like that, or will it remain just a targeted mitigation?
At this point, we're hoping for targeted. I will tell you what the governor has said. I think he's used those words, a targeted type of approach, which at this point we think is smart. As noted, we know where this spreads. Where there were mistakes made the last time. We need to, if we can shut this down quickly, if we can continue to have people work but do the right things as they're supposed to do, yet protect people with underlying health conditions, protect people in nursing homes, skilled living, nursing facilities, then I think we can avoid that. That certainly is our goal, because as you noted, the impact on certain sectors of our economy, particularly the restaurant hospitality industry, has been significant, and many, many, many of those operations are not coming back.
Bringing PA Back, Rise to the Challenge, Thursday at 1. It is a free hour-long virtual program to showcase Pennsylvania's road to economic recovery. The president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Chamber is Gene Barr. Appreciate your time, Gene. Good luck and thanks.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.